Hello and welcome to 107 Season 3. Add like some party sound effects and stuff in here. You know, some like maybe those like little thingies, some confetti. Yeah. Due to current circumstances and summer, things look a little bit different here. And so we are actually recording our episodes live as we always have, but putting them on YouTube with video vodcasts, video podcasts. And we even have Sean. In fact, Sean's doing most of the work now because he's our video editor. So get excited for that. If you like the audio of this episode and want to see the video, go to our YouTube channel at 107 No Girls Allowed and watch this video as well as many others. Also, go ahead and follow us on that Instagram at 107 Podcast. We'll be doing some Instagram lives there too, and maybe another giveaway. I don't know. I'm not good at making these announcements. And I also don't have good audio, so I apologize for that, but thanks for sticking with us, listeners. And thanks for being the best you can be right now. We're actually going to record today, so we should be up again. I'll see you later in Season 3. Dylan Marshall is outie.
You talk about ears, how if you give them noises, they go deaf.
We could talk about how Dylan's ears are the only ears you can see right now.
That's pretty rough.
What is that? What is that ugly little thing?
I was hoping I could get different arrows.
He looks too sad. I'm just gonna... Hold on.
I like it.
And he has allergies.
Is he a clown? I don't think it's important.
No, Noah, he's you.
But what's the difference?
I don't. You guys are mean. That's dumb, because that isn't supposed to be there. It doesn't serve a purpose. Mine's a period. I have a purpose. I have a porpoise.
You have a porpoise? Like in your house? That's sick.
It's actually literally sick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't really do anything about
question
it.
Mark? That's me. I'm just confused all the time.
I don't know what this question... I'm going to read number one for Noah.
Okay.
Noah, question number one.
Okay.
Technology has become part of us. Would you rather lose all of the motorized vehicles or all telecommunication devices, computers, or one of your hands?
All the vehicular ones, because I already don't really use them anyway. So.
Yeah, because you don't have
them. So,
because I don't have a car.
So you would get rid of
cars,
all telecommunication devices and motorized vehicles instead of your hand.
Oh, wait, what?
Would you get rid of all technology or your hand, Noah?
Just one hand or both hands?
One.
Noah, how would you even have a career without technology?
How would you have a career with one hand?
I know! Playing the Wii.
Noah.
Yes.
Would you rather have an ugly toe on your big wart for 2 weeks or a big nose on the tip of your pimple for 3 days?
Wait, what?
I think
you said that wrong, right? You said that backwards, right?
Would you rather
Noah?
Have a big wart on the top of your big toe or no, excuse. Let me reiterate.
Would you rather have a big toe on the top of your warts
or a giant nose coming out of your pimple?
Where's my wart? If it's like a back pimple.
Well, then you can smell things behind you.
I'm fine with that, you know?
Back knee. No, I did say it the wrong way around, but that's... Yeah, it's right. Funny that.
I hope so.
It's like, no, I was like, okay, if it's what it's actually supposed to be asking, then I would say, the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we cover up our toes. I don't cover up my nose.
You should.
You know what?
Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Would you rather live in a world without chairs or without tables?
I'd say without chairs. Because you can stand at a table, but you can't.
You can sit without a chair.
Yeah.
And without a table. Well, yes.
What is the strangest place? What is the strangest place you've urinated or defecated?
I don't want to answer that.
Now you gotta answer it.
The bushes outside of Boise Bible College.
I can't even think of what's the worst place. I mean, I've urinated behind like stores, urinated on public areas. I'm not proud of it. I'm not one of those people who's like, yeah, I crapped on the teacher's desk. I never did that.
Is Daniel saying that you've urinated on people? Is that what I hear him saying?
What were you saying?
You've urinated on people. You have. Let's not ignore that.
Now, okay, give us the story, Noah.
Daniel, you tell the story.
Yes, Daniel, please tell the story.
I don't even know what account you're referring to.
Because there's multiple accounts.
Oh, well,
yeah, that's like as a little boy.
Yeah.
You know, brothers. Do really weird dumb stuff.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. Which body part do you wish you could detach?
I wished?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Detach, like I could take it off and on?
Yeah.
Yes. Was it your ear?
I wish I could detach my ears whenever Dylan talks.
I mean, your eyes would be cool because then you could like, if they still worked when they're detached, then it's like you could see stuff.
Or you could like
get very confusing.
You could like take your eye out and like roll it somewhere, and like spy on people.
But that was.
And then someone will step on it though.
Oh yeah, that would hurt. What is the absolute worst name you can give your child?
Stick. That's like always why.
Yikes, was that a roast to your dad, Dylan?
What did he say?
He said Stephen.
Oh. No. Oh. I'm telling you. Oh. Oh. That way.
Yeah, I always wanted to name a dog Stick. I always thought it was dumb, but
fun. No, I'm talking about a human child.
Right, I know, because it would still be dumb to name a child Stick.
Oh yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Dylan, get better Wi-Fi.
Anyway, if peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be? What would it be called?
Muddy nuts.
Did you say muddy nuts?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dylan's frozen.
I know.
Oh, there he is.
This is fine. This is fine.
Wow. So relatable, Dylan.
What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical?
Frozen.
Frozen is a musical, you idiot.
A good musical.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Actually, I have no clue. I don't know.
Amazon took my joke.
What?
I was...
You took my joke.
I would say Space Jam.
Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, what sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? I would probably have to go with hockey on that one.
Hockey already has that.
What?
NASCAR.
Oh, that's a good one. Could you imagine them just trying to, like, they're just falling down all the time?
No, that's where you take in, like, figure skating.
Yeah, where they have to, like, throw each other and catch each other. Dylan, do you think cereal is soup?
No.
Thank you.
Why, though?
Because it's not. It's cold.
It's not hot.
I didn't realize the temperature classified it with... Okay, so 27.
Have you ever had a cold soup, Sean?
Yes. Cereal.
No! Get out!
Where is the most embarrassing place you've farted?
I don't document my farts.
While giving a sermon?
Ooh.
That'd be good.
What if it's a loud one?
It's like you think it's gonna be quiet, so you try to push it out, but it ends up being really loud.
If it's like a really like serious part too, where you're just going hard. And it's just,
like, yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Lost attitude. Like,
the Holy Spirit's talking to me right now.
Holy Spirit's moving right through me.
I feel power.
Anybody else feel a breeze in here? I don't document my farts either.
Well, neither do I, but you know, you still can remember if like it was a scarring time.
I usually
it's inappropriate. Have you farted during church?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall. I can tell you something kind of embarrassing that I did do that involved bodily function in church, though.
Do it.
I mean, it's not like that embarrassing. It's just kind of awkward. So I was sitting like.
Okay.
So I was sitting like in the second to front row with my family, and I know I had to cough, but I didn't want to cough because, hey, Dylan's at work. But I didn't want to cough because it would just be distracting.
Yeah.
And so I tried to like hold it in for as long as I could. But it got to the point where like my throat was tickling so much, like my eyes started watering and stuff. And so I was like okay, I just gotta hold it. And so I kept holding it, and then all of a sudden I coughed, but I didn't open my mouth. It kind of like came out my nose. Like nothing came out my nose, but like I coughed out my nose. It sounded like Daffy Duck is what it sounded like. It was not a good noise.
I like that because that's like so much more interesting when you're trying to like not have.
I know.
What's the last movie you guys have seen?
The last movie?
I watched what's called Onward recently. That was good. I was looking forward to that.
The last movie I watched was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
Yeah, you weren't the same after it. You're a changed person.
The last movie I watched was this one, like some Netflix original movie.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's like a horror type thriller movie. It's called Caliber. It's really weird.
What was it about?
It was about these two guys that went. Yeah, it was about these two guys that went on a hunting trip, and one of the guys went to go shoot a deer, and as soon as she pulled the trigger, the deer picked its head up, and he shot a kid that was right behind it. Yeah, and so the whole time they're trying.
I was right.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And so the whole time they're trying to like cover it up, like they end up going back and like burying the bodies and stuff, and the whole town is out looking for them.
Yeah,
it was. It's just weird. It's
the deer's buried it.
No, the hunters.
Oh, I was like, oh.
Wait, here, look.
That was a good question. Oh, what's? Oh. Oh, can I have your daughter's hand?
It's like Mad Libs, but it's like in the 90s.
But for ads.
Sure.
I see that bio life.
Take all right.
My plasma.
Someone give me a silly name.
Dilly.
Yay, Dilly. All right, silly.
I just wanted to say Steven.
A silly word.
Duck.
Duck. Okay. A verb. I'm going to say punch.
Okay.
A noun. I'm going to say Noah. Oh. A body part, plural.
Dylan's noses.
Noses. A female name. Oh boy. Beth.
Don't you dare.
Verb ending in ED.
Snotted it.
Not it. I don't know.
Yeah, Kobe.
A noun.
Noun plural.
Yeah.
Pebbles.
Pebbles. A verb.
Skipping.
A noun. No baby C.
Oh no.
Occupation.
Butcher.
A number.
One.
Oh.
You are the. What'd you say? What'd you say, Dylan?
Well,
all right, a verb, Dylan. How about I know a good Dylan verb. All right, a silly word.
Dylan verb.
Aiden Crane.
And another silly name.
Steven. I guess by Dylan, that's what it is.
All right, are you ready to go mad?
No.
All right, we're doing it anyway. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Dilly Duck, will you let me punch your Noah? Ever since I have laid noses on Bethany, I have snotted madly in love with her. I wish she will be the Walmart of my pebbles, and that someday she will skip happily ever after. I have a BBC as a butcher that pays $12 each month. I promise to yell Bethany with kindness and respect. Sincerely, Hayden Crane Steven. Wow.
Yikes.
Oh, wait, I don't want to do the same one again. Which one of these do we want to do?
Love Letter 3.
Love Letter 3. Dylan said it, Love Letter 3 first. Name a person in room. No.
Why?
Now.
Paper airplane.
Superlative ending in EST.
I don't know.
Stinkiest.
Ooh. Alright, a noun.
Shorts.
A body part.
Leg.
Verb ending in ING.
Dylan.
I'm gonna say painting. A noun, Dylan.
Plant.
Is Dylan okay?
I was about to ask that. A time span. I already put it in a place. So you took
2 months.
2 months? Dear Noah, it has come to my paper airplane that you are the stinkiest boy in the shorts. My leg starts painting a plant every time you speak. I would like to sailing if you want to go to the Easter with me next Sunday. if you scribble, please smash me at the YMCA in 2 months. I follow you and everything about you, smelly Dylan.
Get away from me, Dylan.
You gonna smack him at the YMCA in 2 months?
No. Only if he scribbles.
Only if he scribbles.
I don't like what I do to your leg.
Your leg starts painting a plant every time you speak.
What are you referring to, Dylan?
Oh my god.
I have a lot of pictures of plants now.
I'm gonna close my window.
That's a good idea. Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
Well, I already don't know how to read, really, so let's do that one.
Do you know how to speak?
Yeah, I'm not really great at that either, but, you know, I would say I'm better at speaking.
Would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid? Oh, boy.
By that imagery alone.
Centaur.
Yeah.
Why not the fish? If you do the fish, you have both gills and lungs.
Yeah, but if you're
But I think I'd be the centaur and then enter in like a boxing tournament.
Oh, yeah. Look, oh yeah, because he has his arms and he's got the horse's legs. Would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey or a giraffe? I would say a giraffe.
That's scary.
I'd say a giraffe, but it'd be hard to park.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, that's everybody else's problem, not yours.
Would you rather only be able to use a fork or only be able to use a spoon? I would probably say a spoon.
Fork.
Would you rather every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy or only be able to use one ply toilet paper? I'd have to go with one ply toilet paper because honestly, you can just double it up or whatever.
What do you mean one? I'm confused about the toilet paper part.
It's not.
What does it mean? Inform me, Sean.
Do you know the difference between one ply and two ply toilet paper?
No.
Look at what Dylan's holding.
Yeah.
That's like one ply toilet paper.
Oh, so like the crappy thin crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I already use that. I already live that life.
Ew. Would you rather have edible spaghetti or hair that regrows every night or sweat maple syrup?
Maple syrup. You know how like actually that would suck? I would just like be like...
You'd just be so sticky all the time.
Be so sticky.
Yeah.
And like the hair, you don't have to eat it.
Right. But it'd be nice.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat it. I'd eat your hair.
That's why I wouldn't want it.
So it's probably just the noodles. So you're probably not limited to just spaghetti. You can do whatever you want with that, with those noodles. You have like unlimited pasta.
Chow mein?
Exactly.
Do it.
I'm gonna go with noodle Got hair. It. right on your
now body. how long is this hair? Is it like the normal length or is it like
it regrows every night?
Yeah, it regrows every night, but what length?
Yeah. And I like do I have like a pasta top knot every day or
it's like a man bun of pasta. let's say it comes down just past your ears.
Still
give you a good noodle length.
That's like one meal. Not bad.
Yeah. Would you rather wear a wedding dress tuxedo for us every single day or wear a bathing suit every single day? I would definitely go with tuxedo.
Tuxedo? Yeah. I mean, if you're someone who's used to wearing a suit, like, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Wait, bathing suit, though. So I'm just wearing the trunks all day.
I
can do that. Or do I have to wear a one piece? One piece? Good, baby. I'll do it. What if you're someone who does skinny dipping? Do you have to be naked? Dylan's Ooh. Back.
And he changed his shirt.
Don't point this stuff out.
What's
I mean, I didn't see anything. Would you rather be unable to move your body every time it rains or not be able to stop moving while the sun is out? Oh gosh.
Like, what? How much do you have to move while being in the sun? That sounds horrible.
I'd probably go with the rain because it doesn't rain that much.
Just go somewhere where it doesn't rain at all.
Yeah, like.
You won't have to worry about being paralyzed. Ellen, stop!
Stripper. Would you rather have all dogs try to attack you when they see you, or all birds try to attack you when they see you? Oh boy.
If they already both do it.
Then you probably should get help.
See a doctor?
Yeah.
I'd probably see the birds. I would say if you just saw like a bird of prey. It's like, oh no. If I would say birds, I'd say aren't as bad as dogs.
Yeah, it's true. There's just, I feel like you'd see a lot more birds on a regular basis than dogs.
Yeah, but like most and dogs, I feel like most dogs you'll come in contact with are like something that can actually do damage to you. I feel like majority of birds are just gonna be really annoying.
Yeah. Would you rather be compelled to high five everyone you meet or be compelled to give wedgies to anyone in a green shirt?
I would see the high five.
Yeah.
You're just known as that guy.
Yeah.
Like, all right, he's just. You know, he gets high fives all the time.
I mean, if you think about it, you're known as that guy either way. You're known as the guy that gives high fives or the guy that gives wedgies.
But which is worse?
Yeah, the wedgie one for sure.
The wedgie is weird. It's like, hey man, don't do that to my dad.
Well, if you think about it too, it says anyone in that green shirt. So if you see a girl walking down the street in the green shirt.
What's up, Sally? Boom. Wedgie.
Exactly. That's just not good.
No chill.
Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday? Ooh, definitely the skin change.
The tattoo would be cool, but like...
What kind of like... is it like pictures of like stuff you ate? And like,
or I don't know. Like, did you rob a bank and then you have a... Is this like Maui style where we get little events on our body? Like, is it gonna have me taking a dump? I don't know about that. The skin color changing is kind of cool because then you're gonna be basically like a chameleon. That's
yeah.
Pretty cool. What do you think, Dylan?
I think you're a loser.
You're still loud.
Would you rather randomly time travel plus or minus 20 years every time you fart or teleport into a different place on Earth, on land, not water, every time you sneeze? Oh, I
would almost say the sneezing, but at the same time, you could like get teleported into like Antarctic.
Well, yeah, and there's no guarantee that you'd like, can you come back? Or are you just stuck there until you fart or sneeze again?
Always carry around salt or pepper. Not salt, pepper.
Yeah.
And then you can teleport wherever you want.
Would you rather there be a perpetual water balloon war going on in your city or a perpetual food? Oh, definitely water balloon.
I feel like food, it would just get really gross after a bit.
Yeah.
And some foods are really like, it would hurt to get hit by it, to be honest.
Yeah, imagine someone throwing a watermelon at you.
I think it'd be funner. It'd be more fun, but I think the water balloon's better.
Would you rather have to fart loudly every time you have a serious conversation or have to burp after every kiss? Ooh.
I would do the burp. It'd be weird.
Why not burp during the kiss?
Ew.
Have you done that? I've done that. I'm not proud of it, but I have done it. It's awkward, but we've laughed about it. It wasn't like a bad burp, but it was still like, oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather become twice as strong when both of your fingers are stuck in your ears or crawl twice as fast as you can run? Ooh, I would crawl as fast as I can run. You can freak people out.
Well, and also, like, what are you gonna do if you put your fingers like in your ear? Like, what are you gonna
do? Yeah, exactly. With that? Just can't like
the most of your strength.
Oh, look, I'm super strong now.
I can kick you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can just like bear sprint at people. You run and get down on all fours. And you're just like,
oh, gosh.
Crazy.
Would you rather have everything you draw become real but permanently terrible? Wait, but be permanently terrible at drawing, or be able to fly, but only as fast as you can walk?
How would I fly?
I don't know. The drawing thing might be kind of fun.
Yeah, but what's the point if you can't draw good?
True. I don't know. I just think
you could still draw like a car.
I just no, but it won't be a good car.
It won't be a good car.
Well, yeah, but define good.
So Noah, what you can do, except better.
So funny. I'd probably pick the flying. Flying would be cool.
Yeah. Would you rather?
Flying doesn't have a height limit.
Would you rather 30 butterflies instantly appear from nowhere every time you sneeze, or one very angry squirrel appear from nowhere every time you cough? I'd rather have the. Is the angry squirrel like attacking you?
Well, it's angry, Sean.
I know, but is it just like angry in general, or is it angry at you?
It's not gonna write you like a note and be like, "I'm angry at you."
No,
I do some stuff.
Squirrel's angry at the world, Sean.
I would probably butterfly. That's so many.
Yeah, but you could be like, "Hey, watch this." Achoo, butterflies.
Yeah.
Achoo, butterfly effect.
Would you rather vomit uncontrollably for 1 minute every time you hear the happy birthday song, or get a headache that lasts for the rest of the day every time you see a bird, including pictures or video? Oh my gosh.
I would do the vomit. I would do the vomit. I just wouldn't be around any birthdays. I'd just be like, hey, if we're at a birthday party, I'd be like, hey, tell me before you start sleeping. Yeah. So I can just like leave.
But like,
and then I'll come back.
Is it the happy birthday song, or is it any happy birthday song?
Ooh, that'd be rough, because then you're just.
You're sitting in like Applebee's and they start saying happy birthday, and you just.
Happy birthday! It's like, oh!
Could you imagine though, vomiting for a minute straight?
I would stick with the happy birthday one. I mean, you could always blame it on the food.
Yeah, that's true.
You get back for that.
Free food.
Cake sucks. All right. Would you rather eat a sandwich made from 4 ingredients in your fridge, chosen at random, or eat a sandwich made up of a group of your friends from 4 ingredients in your fridge? Probably 4 ingredients at random.
Yeah, probably at random.
Because I don't trust people.
I have nothing. I have
a good chance of getting something.
Dylan has nothing in his fridge.
There's dirt in there. Put some
the shelves. Would you rather everyone be required to wear identical silver jumpsuits, or anytime two people meet and are wearing an identical article of clothing, they must fight to the death? Oh,
I like that one.
Can we have both?
Because how identical do they have to be?
I think they just have to be, I don't know.
If it's just like the same shirt.
Yeah.
If it's like just the same shirt, then it's like, crap, I'm wearing all my custom designed stuff. I'm not dying here today. What's wrong with silver jumpsuits, though? Like, I could rock that.
You can rock that, but can
Dylan or rock it?
You gotta think about the people that don't spend all day at the gym.
I know. Sorry, I don't want them to die, Sean.
Oh, I think that'd be funny, though.
What?
Them dying?
We're wearing the same shirt! We must fight to the death!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Someone dying because of that.
I love when people fight to the death. Oh my gosh.
Did he
actually
turn off?
He turned off his camera.
That was on purpose. That's clever. But
I know. That was good.
Dylan just accidentally breaks his laptop.
Well, it's currently midnight.
Is it really?
Been here for 2 hours.
I've been up for too long.
Oh, I forgot you live here.
Thanks.
What?
Yeah, I live with Sean. I just come out his door right there.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
What, Dylan?
Did you not know that?
No. What are you getting at?
Confused about.
What do you mean I forgot you lived here?
I live with Sean.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I just meant I forgot he lives in Idaho.
I mean, even when he's in Oregon, he's in Idaho.
Oh, okay. Well, so are you then.
I mean, yeah.
Buckaroo.
We're the only part of Oregon in Mountain Time Zone.
Oh, good transition.
Thank you.